When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Second date update.
I remember back when I was in college, one of my favorite days of the week was Tuesday nights, because that's when one of the local pubs did their bar trivia nights.
I thought for sure you're going to go with tacos. Same so that me. Is shocking to me. I did not expect trivia.
I like beer and questions.
Okay.
Cool.
And I remember one epic battle between my team, the Quizzards of Oz, versus Blood, Sweat, and Beers.
Nice. And I don't know. I may go with Blood, Sweat, and Beers on them.
Team. It always came down to the wire, and I could never remember which appendage Einstein left in a jar. But
was it his brain?
It was always good times.
Okay.
No matter what we guessed.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, out of all the memories I made, I never ended up meeting a date while I was there. But yeah,
that's
apparently,
because I don't think you met dates in college, if I remember from your stories.
And your team name, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's literally a trivia night, bro.
Okay, you guys are not allowed on my trivia team. That's official. But I'm just saying, one of our listeners apparently did. Her name is Blair.
Oh.
She's here with us right now. Blair, how you doing?
Hey, how are you guys?
Did you just come on the show to teach Jeffrey some lessons about how to meet people and trivia nights?
No, because mine was like a total accident.
Okay.
Oh. Am I getting ahead of myself? I have to know. What was your trivia team name?
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it's kind of an inside joke, but Bubble Guppies.
Bubble Guppies.
Oh.
Okay. Like the kids show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Yes. No.
You don't see them coming up as a champion.
Okay. That's cute.
Okay. The Bubble Guppies.
All right. Go Bubble Guppies.
Yeah. I want to know. So who did you meet while you were at trivia night?
Yeah. So a friend and I, we were just having a drink at a bar that's close to my home. And this guy, Kurt, and one of his friends, they were just sitting next to us. And honestly, I had no idea it was trivia night.
Oh.
You were just going to the bar.
That's happened to me before. We're like, oh, cool,
same.
I'm here on the right night.
Same.
Totally. And so they announced it, and they just kind of looked over at us, and we're like, hey, you want to join our team? And we're like, yeah, sure, why not?
Fun. Cool.
Did you join his team because he was good looking or because he looked smart?
I would say both.
Oh,
yeah, I think you can be both good looking and look smart, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know about
rare.
That. Yeah.
I think they go together.
I'm neither.
But I like dorks,
okay,
so.
Okay, big glasses. So, okay, how did that go?
Well, I mean, we didn't win. Like, I don't think I've ever won trivia, but we had a lot of fun. You know, it was entertaining. And there's like time in between the questions, and so we learned a little bit about each other. And
oh, but that's drinking time in between the questions.
Wait, you just don't talk to anybody? You just chug your beer between questions?
If I just wanted to do trivia night, I wouldn't go to a bar.
Explains so much about you, Jeff.
Okay.
So you really connected with him.
Yeah, I totally did. Like, I said he's cute, and he's studying to be an architect, and
cool.
I thought that was cool. Like,
sweet. Did it feel flirty ever?
Oh, totally. So I told him maybe it'd be fun sometime for him to take me on a walk around and explain some of the buildings in our neighborhood and whatnot. And he was like, yeah, sure, why not? So.
Good.
Sorry, I was just looking at Alexis's face when she said we're gonna take a walk around the neighborhood and learn about buildings.
Sorry, I was just making sure I heard that right. I was like, that's it? You want it?
Alexis is gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. And so he invited me out and we walked around one evening and
so it was a nighttime stroll, like a end of the day type
of thing.
Does that
make it better, Alexis?
How are you even seeing anything then?
Well, it's just, like, the light is still out.
It's okay. Not in a cave.
Hopefully the walk can then lead to like a bar to get a drink or something.
That sounds better.
Yeah, that's not a blindfolded walk, hopefully. Right?
I mean, it was super cool because we walked by this old movie theater towards the end of that part, and like, you want to see all the lights on the marquee and whatnot. But we took some pictures, we had fun, and I told him, if you want to see something really cool, I live in one of the oldest houses in the city.
The whole thing was just a setup to get him back to your place, and I love it.
Why did you jump right to that?
History makes Brooke rant.
Was that?
Am I wrong?
Was that a pickup line, or did you actually want him to come check out your old building?
Well, I mean, a little, I don't know. Like, he picked up on it. He's like, wait, are you inviting me back to your place?
See?
You know, and we're being kind of flirty. Okay. And I was like, yeah, not for that reason, though. Like, I think you'll think it's really cool.
Okay.
So we did. He was like, fine, yeah, let's go check it out.
Hey.
And my roommates were all out that evening, and so I was able to kind of show them everything, all the details of the different bedrooms. I mean, it's like one of those big old houses. It has like incredible details and windows and
like archways. Cool. And
let's get to the part that Brooke wants to know about.
Let's get
to the dirty stuff.
What does the bed look like?
I want to know what kind of archways you saw on him. That's what I want to know.
Disgusting.
Well, so we were hanging out for like 45 minutes, and then I asked him, hey, do you want to stay a little longer? I can make us a drink. And he said he had to get home to take his dog out, and I was just like, okay.
I think you messed up. You had to start the drink at the beginning, like not after 45 minutes, because maybe you're tired. Yeah, you're a little sober.
You're probably right. I don't know. Like, honestly, from the way the conversation was going, because it's like, it wasn't like we were just talking about architecture the whole time. Like, we talked about our families and other things we like to do. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It sounds like you made a deep connection with him.
Yeah.
But, like, too deep. I know that sounds dumb, but, like, maybe he literally just thinks this will be a good study buddy, but not maybe a good girlfriend, you know?
Don't want to be that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a friend zone for girls.
Or maybe he found another woman who lives in an even older building. It's possible. I don't know. Let's find out. We're going to call Kurt, and we'll ask him what happened when we get your second date update next.
Second date update.
A steamy bar trivia night turned into a sexy architecture tour at night.
Oh, nice.
Which turned into a possible hookup at an old house.
Hey.
That turned out to be no hookup.
Yeah.
Oh.
With the guy walking out saying, I gotta leave and put my dog back in. He had to go get his dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
right.
Not the way that our listener Blair hoped that the evening would go.
Yeah.
But we're hoping maybe on the second time around things can go even better.
Oh.
And we can let that dog out.
Oh.
Yeah. See?
Rough.
Roam free.
Oh.
Are you guys not understanding?
I literally
said word for word what Blair told us.
We got to feed the dog eventually, right?
It feels kind of weird. But yeah, I'm with you.
Blair got
I'm with
me.
You. I know Blair has your back, right?
Yeah, I'm a little confused too.
Yeah,
speechless from how perfect that description was, obviously.
Jeff confuses a lot of people.
Bottom line is, we're about to call Kurt here and try and figure out what's been going on since you last saw him.
Okay, that would be great.
I think you're going to be fine. I think just like the tempo of your date kind of got too slow at the end there.
Okay, well, let's pick up the tempo and just dial the phone number right now.
All right.
No more talking, just dialing.
Oh,
shut up.
Okay.
Here we go.
Too fast, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, is this Kurt?
Yeah, who's this?
Jose, do you want to take over?
I don't know why I just
you
said hello.
Said, hey.
That's the first time in the history I've ever said hi, but hi, Kurt. Apparently I'm excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey. Kurt,
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're on the radio right now.
Welcome to our show, Jose. Jose's here, too.
I just spaced out. Well, someone's on the phone.
What, did I win some tickets or something?
No.
No.
Sorry, man.
We're calling because we heard that you have an intense interest in architecture.
We're doing an architecture segment on our podcast.
We're doing a whole week-long segment about cool architects.
Yeah.
Sound like the worst morning show.
What are you talking about?
Sound boring, bro.
Okay, yeah, hey, guys, no offense, but I'm kind of busy now.
Oh.
How can I help you?
Sorry, man.
Okay, no time.
We'll get to the point.
Forget his serious architect type. Kurt, we're trying to get some help for one of our listeners named Blair that you've seen a couple times, apparently, over the last few weeks.
What about her?
Oof.
Okay, that was...
It's a little cold.
You are hard to read, sir, to me. Very direct.
Well, she told us that she had a nice time hanging out with you at bar trivia and doing a little architecture tour around the city.
Going back to her place and checking out all the pieces
all the
of...
What? Whoa. All the what? All the what? Going back to her place and checking out all the what?
Like the stuff in her house.
The walls?
Yeah, the
stuff.
The molding? That's
arches.
What I got.
Yeah.
Door frames? Yeah. I don't know what architects are into.
Hey, guess.
What?
I go back to this girl's house, and she's, you know, everything's cool, and she's like, I gotta take a phone call. And I'm like, okay. Maybe she's like, whatever, just gonna make stuff at home. And I was like, cool. It's a big house.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's what she said. She has a bunch of roommates.
Yeah. Like, house is dope, older. From the outside, it's cool. But I start going through this house, and y'all aren't probably gonna believe me, but the craziest things start happening in her house. So I'm talking about, like, the channel on the TV would just randomly change.
The
oh.
one?
You're talking about this kind of older, big house. It was super cold.
Oh.
All the windows were closed.
Kurt,
it was like, haunted?
Kurt,
yeah.
When she stepped out of the room to take a phone call, you got scared?
I felt like there was going to be like this little white girl with long hair covering her face pop out of closet.
Oh.
So
it's
oh
like
my
haunted.
Gosh.
Are you joking?
It was?
No. And that's the problem. It's one of those things, you know, where y'all aren't going to think I'm joking. Y'all go to an old girl's house and see how y'all feel.
Really?
I don't think you're joking. I'm trying to understand so that the TV changed the channel and there was a light draft.
A door opened and closed by itself.
Oh, heck no!
No, you guys, you're an architect. Old houses, I grew up in a house that was built in 1910. Like, old houses are drafty. Things are not settled correctly. Floors are uneven.
I mean, but it wasn't built on the side of a hill. You know, the door's not just going to randomly close.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I bring this up to her, and she's just like, yeah, it's an old house. It happens sometimes. And I'm like, excuse me?
What?
What'd you say? Happens sometimes.
What?
Whoa.
So you are not calling Claire back because you think her house is haunted.
Yeah, you should have been a detective. It's pretty good work.
What a fine compliment, Brooke.
Fine.
I mean, it's not that I don't believe in ghosts. It just seems like a silly reason not to go out with someone. She can't control ghosts in her own house.
Her house is haunted. He's going to get murdered.
She's
bro.
Like sicking the ghosts on you while you're out of the room.
And
but like the crazy thing is, guys, I say all that. And I mean, at the end of the day, it was kind of hot.
Wait, what?
But still, I'm not going to go out with her. I can't. It's too weird.
So you're saying Blair is hot, but ghosts are not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you don't make fun of him for being a detective
Let me just take a wild guess. She's been listening in on this entire time.
Oh.
Okay, Kurt, so you have heard our show before.
Oh.
Blair?
Hi. Oh, my God. I had no idea. I remember he brought it up once, and I just, like, I don't know. I just shrugged it off. It's like when you live in it, you practically forget it's even a thing.
What is that your house is haunted?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just little stuff. Like, he said, "Did you know that door just opened and closed?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that happens all the time. It's no big deal."
All the time? My mind is blown.
Jose's having a heart attack.
I am so scared of ghosts. Are you kidding me?
Oh God, it's not scary. Like, it's so.
Hey guys.
I mean,
Kurt, why don't you talk to Blair about this?
I know. You know what me and your house both have in common?
I have no idea.
What?
We're both ghosts. See you.
You're ghosting her?
Ghosting
you're
her.
Like making a rude joke?
No, you already ghosted. Now you can't double ghost.
Wait, did he hang up?
Oh, he hung up?
What the hell?
Oh, he hung up? What a jerk.
What a weirdo, honestly.
That was weird. Claire, that was not the personality I expected of the dude you went out with.
Well, that you met at trivia.
Yeah, that you went out and talked about architecture with for an hour.
An architect.
Honestly, like, all of that was so weird.
Yeah.
That was not the guy I hung out with.
He's possessed.
Confused.
I think he was obviously spooked. I'm just wondering, Blair, is your house really haunted, or do just weird things happen there sometimes?
Yeah, you said that happens a lot.
Oh, I mean, it's haunted. Like, I've talked to people. Like, there's this little kid, Annie, who, like, died of tuberculosis.
Oh, my god!
I mean, there's friendly ghosts, though.
I consider her the more fun, playful thing. Like, when you see something roll across the floor or, like, something... more mischievous stuff, like my phone was on that table and now it's on a different table. Like,
when inanimate objects just happen to move across the
room,
just
wants to play.
A knife comes flying across and embeds in the wall. It's like, Annie, why are you playing with me again?
I've never seen it move. It's like you'll leave the room and then you'll come back and it'll be like that. Or, you know, like with her, we know because every once in a while you'll hear coughing and you know that's.
Oh, that's the TB. That's the TB taken down there.
Oh, no.
So are you saying that there's other ghosts that live in the house, too?
There's this other one. We call him Mr. Samson. And, like, he is this old, angry drunk.
Oh, how do you know that?
We've just been told stories that have, I guess, been passed down by people who have lived there over the years.
It's a historic house.
Okay.
Wow. I feel like I wouldn't bring people back there to hook up knowing there's ghosts watching you.
Some people may be into it. Like, if you just give them a heads up beforehand, maybe
Maybe you can get wingmanned by a ghost.
Yeah. You just want to make sure little Annie isn't in the room. She needs to have a bedtime.
Blair, I'm sorry that Kurt was such a weenie about this and is so afraid of ghosts, but there is somebody on this show who absolutely loves them.
Oh.
And he is single. His name is Jose.
I hate ghosts.
Well, he hasn't met Annie yet. I think Annie could be the one that changes his cold heart.
Do not like ghosts.
Blair, we would love to send you out with Jose on a date.
Oh, with me? Yeah. No, we have to call Homeboy.
We'll pay
back
for that date.
No, Homeboy sucks.
A one-on-one with Jose at your old house.
I have to go to her house. No, guys. Come on, don't do
this to me. Jose, if you don't like Blair, you can always go out with Annie.
You like younger... Well, that's bad. I meant, like, 20s and 30s.
You guys are trying to get me haunted or possessed or something. I'm not going in her house.
We're trying to get you something.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
A little ghost action might be good for you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.